What do we got here?
Okay, this is a luo band.
This is Abdul Karim, owner of the Melodica Music Store in downtown Nairobi.
Sorry about that. Forgot my glasses. Age creeps up.
We're in the back of his shop with a pile of old 45 RPM records.
This is a band called Olonde Family Band. There you go. There's the influence of family and whatever. And the song is called Musa Omondi. This is probably the name of some politician. It's actually in our Melodica label, so it really looks good when it's spinning.
Founded by his father in 1971, Melodica recorded tons of musicians from Kenya, Tanzania, and Congo during its heyday. The recordings left over reveal a melting pot of different musical traditions.
Some of these guys, like I said, they just learn off how to play a guitar basically on their own without any education and that. And then they just come up with their own kind of beats and then say, all right, we're going to go and, you know, sell a goat and head off into Nairobi and go find a recording music store. And bam, they would be at the door entrance, you know, playing their guitars, trying to impress. It's really amazing.
Throughout the 70s and 80s, Karim says the store was packed with musicians as people crowded the sidewalks outside, listening to the music being pumped out on the streets. Then came the 1990s. As cassettes and CDs replaced records, the last vinyl pressing plant in Nairobi closed down. And as families sold off or threw out their record players, music recorded at Melodica and other stores was locked away on vinyl discs. But the vinyl dry season may be coming to an end. In stall number 570 at Nairobi's Kenyatta Market, amidst the smoky haze of roasted meat, James Rugami has been selling records since 1989. Customers flit in and out as a Congolese record spins on the turntable.
8 years ago, there were people who thought I was crazy. They could come over and have a look and say, what are we keeping this for? But today, they are coming back and appreciating. I'm so happy because even very, very young people.
Rugami is seeing a vinyl renaissance in Kenya. He says his sales have been up by 40% over the past 2 years.
The day before yesterday, I served two very interesting girls. One was from, she told me she's from Canada, and the other one was from Seattle, Washington. One was 19, and the other one was 17. They knew what they were looking for.
And what kind of records are his customers looking for?
African. No question about that. African, especially from guys from across the borders. They are coming looking for African, and the older, the better.
Both Rugami and Karim say they are making contact with people all over the world who are looking for African records. Facebook groups have formed in Kenya, and enthusiasts have started holding monthly listening parties. Karim has even started ordering new turntables from China to help satisfy the growing demand. And slowly but surely, the old sounds of East Africa are rising from the past. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.